Israel is waging a wider offensive in Gaza's south, where hundreds of thousands have fled the fighting in the north. Meanwhile, Israel's military has released a video from inside Gaza's largest hospital after a raid on the facility, where newborns and hundreds of other patients have suffered for days without electricity and other basic necessities. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports. MRI
Center. The military released video from inside Shifa, showing three duffel bags it said it found hidden around an MRI lab, each containing an assault rifle, grenades, and Hamas uniforms. Israeli military spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conricus said,
"And these weapons have absolutely no business being inside a hospital."
The Associated Press could not independently verify the Israeli claims that the weapons were found inside the hospital. After encircling Shifa for days, Israel faces pressure to prove its claim that Hamas used the patients, staff and civilians sheltering there to provide cover for its fighters. Palestinians and rights groups accuse Israel of recklessly endangering civilians. I'm Karen Chamas.
The European Union's top diplomat, Josep Borrell, urged Israel Thursday not to let itself be consumed by rage in the war waged since October 7th against the Palestinian Islamic movement Hamas. During a visit to the southern Israel kibbutz ravaged by the October 7th attack by Hamas, Borrell said he offered his advice to Israel as a friend would.
"I understand your fears and pain. I understand the fears and pain of the people that has been attacked, slaughtered, kidnapped. I understand your rage, but let me ask you not to be consumed by rage. I think that that's what the best friend of Israel can tell you."
This is VOA News. Britain's highest court ruled Wednesday that the government's key migrant policy of sending asylum seekers to Rwanda for processing is illegal, a big political blow to Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, as Henry Ridgewell reports for VOA from London.
Britain struck a $150 million deal with Rwanda in April last year to send asylum seekers arriving in small boats across the English Channel to Rwanda for processing. The first flight was just minutes away from takeoff in June 2022, when it was blocked by an injunction from the European Court of Human Rights. The case eventually reached Britain's Supreme Court, which ruled Wednesday that the scheme was illegal. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak said he would seek to sign a new treaty with Rwanda. Last year, more than 45,700 migrants crossed the English Channel to Britain on small boats, the highest figure since records began. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
Myanmar's military rulers have reported heavy assaults from insurgents in several parts of the country. Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah has more.
As fighting continues to spread in Myanmar, thousands have fled across the border into India in recent days, with the Indian Foreign Ministry saying on Thursday it is deeply concerned about the situation close to the border. Myanmar's military has battled ethnic minority and other insurgencies for decades, but a 2021 coup in which the military seized power has brought unprecedented coordination between anti-military forces. Speaking to Reuters on Thursday, analyst Jason Tower said the military was now facing an existential crisis.
"Clearly, things are no longer sustainable for the Myanmar army. At some point, it's either going to have to give up very significant parts of territory, or it might even be pushed to potentially make even bigger concessions."
That's Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah reporting. It's Red Cup Day at Starbucks coffee shops in the U.S., and it also means thousands of workers are walking off the job. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Just like they did on last year's Red Cup Day.
Union buses got you far.
Give us a behind the bar.
Thousands of workers at some 200 Starbucks locations are planning to walk off the job to demand that more stores be unionized and more staffers are scheduled on busy days like Red Cup Day. A barista in Oklahoma City, Neha Kremen, says workers are already overwhelmed and says understaffing hurts the workers and also creates an unpleasant experience for customers. Starbucks is downplaying any impact from the walkouts, which started Wednesday. More than 360 of its approximately 10,000 stores are unionized. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.
Right now, BOA1